You are going to listen to a student podcast in which Jana and Ravi talk about communication skills and their importance as a life skill. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
So, Ravi, in today's podcast, shall we talk about communication skills as we've been focusing on those in our seminars?
Let's do that, Jana. We've had lots of discussions about communication skills, haven't we? Well, I suppose we should clarify what we actually mean by communication skills.
Exactly. I'm sure many listeners think that communicating means having a two-way conversation. But it's not necessarily only about chatting. There's a lot more to it than just expressing yourself or paying attention to what someone's saying. Things like body language, tone, and pitch of voice and gestures all come into it too and help us to get our message across and anticipate what's coming next. And communication skills, unlike hard skills, like having qualifications or being able to speak foreign languages, are just as important for success in life.
That's right. I read an interesting article about the importance of good communication skills at work. I mean, we've all heard lots about the key characteristics that appeal to employers, like being able to work with others, having adaptability, being able to speculate and think critically and so on. But a recent LinkedIn survey showed that communication is actually the most sought after one. It makes sense because how can a business thrive if it can't effectively sell its products or services, right? Obviously, there are other considerations too.
Yeah, sure. So when we're looking for jobs after we graduate, we really have to be mindful of how we communicate.
You mean we've got to show off our communication skills when we're applying for roles?
Well, software often filters through job applications, you know, by looking for key words that the applicant's written. So I'd say it's more important to get it right when we're at the interview stage, in front of the panel. Assuming we get that far, of course. And obviously, once we're in our new position, we should continue to showcase those skills.
Definitely. You hear a lot about poor communication skills and the problems that arise because of this.
Yep. And especially in the workplace. I suppose it's because people have different communication styles. Some are more animated, and I guess that could be open to misinterpretation.
Correct. And then some people choose to put everything in writing, and this can come across as quite formal or negative, when all they really had to do was stop by the person's desk and have a quick word with them.
Exactly. And that kind of thing goes a long way to reducing bad feelings amongst colleagues.
Of course, it's not just the workplace where good communication is important. What about in relationships?
Sure. A relationship obviously needs good communication to survive.
I read a great piece today in a psychology magazine about the differences in how males and females communicate and the problems this causes in heterosexual relationships.
Yeah, so theoretically, communication should be less of an issue between same-sex couples?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? In fact, a survey among same-sex couples revealed more dissatisfaction regarding how arguments are resolved between them than heterosexual couples.
Interesting. Ultimately, though, I'd say the reason most couples break up is down to poor communication. And that's sad, really, because it's something that can be rectified if both partners have the will to do so and don't overlook its importance.
Absolutely. And that's the case with my sister, Priya, and her partner, Suki. They're in a long-distance relationship because Priya's away for work for 6 months, and Suki's here. They were having some problems before Priya left and were on the verge of splitting up, but they vowed to sort it out.
So for them then, communication's more important than ever when the relationship's a long-distance one. That's the thing that keeps the bond between people in that situation strong. And it's not about relying on 10 WhatsApp messages a day. It's more about nurturing the feelings already there. And it should be effortless too.
Yeah, you're right. They seem to be doing well now though. My sister says they have a close bond.
Good. When push comes to shove, good communication comes down to being clear about what you want and not sending mixed messages.
And not just between couples either. This applies in all walks of life. Work and family relationships, friendships and romance.
You're right, Ravi. Though I'd say that in certain business transactions, it's crucial that people are crystal clear about what they mean.
So what are your thoughts on how people like politicians communicate? I just find it tedious. I mean...
So, Ravi, in today's podcast, shall we talk about communication skills as we've been focusing on those in our seminars?
Let's do that, Jana. We've had lots of discussions about communication skills, haven't we? Well, I suppose we should clarify what we actually mean by communication skills.
Exactly. I'm sure many listeners think that communicating means having a two-way conversation. But it's not necessarily only about chatting. There's a lot more to it than just expressing yourself or paying attention to what someone's saying. Things like body language, tone, and pitch of voice and gestures all come into it too and help us to get our message across and anticipate what's coming next. And communication skills, unlike hard skills, like having qualifications or being able to speak foreign languages, are just as important for success in life.
That's right. I read an interesting article about the importance of good communication skills at work. I mean, we've all heard lots about the key characteristics that appeal to employers, like being able to work with others, having adaptability, being able to speculate and think critically and so on. But a recent LinkedIn survey showed that communication is actually the most sought after one. It makes sense because how can a business thrive if it can't effectively sell its products or services, right? Obviously, there are other considerations too.
Yeah, sure. So when we're looking for jobs after we graduate, we really have to be mindful of how we communicate.
You mean we've got to show off our communication skills when we're applying for roles?
Well, software often filters through job applications, you know, by looking for key words that the applicant's written. So I'd say it's more important to get it right when we're at the interview stage, in front of the panel. Assuming we get that far, of course. And obviously, once we're in our new position, we should continue to showcase those skills.
Definitely. You hear a lot about poor communication skills and the problems that arise because of this.
Yep, and especially in the workplace. I suppose it's because people have different communication styles. Some are more animated, and I guess that could be open to misinterpretation.
Correct. And then some people choose to put everything in writing, and this can come across as quite formal or negative, when all they really had to do was stop by the person's desk and have a quick word with them.
Exactly. And that kind of thing goes a long way to reducing bad feelings amongst colleagues.
Of course, it's not just the workplace where good communication is important. What about in relationships?
Sure. A relationship obviously needs good communication to survive.
I read a great piece today in a psychology magazine about the differences in how males and females communicate and the problems this causes in heterosexual relationships.
Yeah, so theoretically, communication should be less of an issue between same-sex couples?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? In fact, a survey among same-sex couples revealed more dissatisfaction regarding how arguments are resolved between them than heterosexual couples.
Interesting. Ultimately, though, I'd say the reason most couples break up is down to poor communication. And that's sad, really, because it's something that can be rectified if both partners have the will to do so and don't overlook its importance.
Absolutely. And that's the case with my sister, Priya, and her partner, Suki. They're in a long-distance relationship because Priya's away for work for 6 months and Suki's here. They were having some problems before Priya left and were on the verge of splitting up, but they vowed to sort it out.
So for them then, communication's more important than ever when the relationship's a long-distance one. That's the thing that keeps the bond between people in that situation strong. And it's not about relying on 10 WhatsApp messages a day. It's more about nurturing the feelings already there. And it should be effortless too.
Yeah, you're right. They seem to be doing well now, though. My sister says they have a close bond.
Good. When push comes to shove, good communication comes down to being clear about what you want and not sending mixed messages.
And not just between couples either. This applies in all walks of life. Work and family relationships, friendships and romance.
You're right, Ravi. Though I'd say that in certain business transactions, it's crucial that people are crystal clear about what they mean.
So what are your thoughts on how people like politicians communicate? I just find it tedious. I mean...